You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. It's another Sunday. Yeah, this one's Sunday, March 28th, 2021. That's that crazy year that follows 2020. And, well, we're just going to get through it, I guess. We'll see. Alan's with me, so let's just go to Alan real quick. Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
Si, senor. I be here.
Si, senor. So Alan's out at the border. Just kidding. He's not at the border. What the hell is going on at the border? Do we care? Or do we not care?
Here in the wastelands, we never know when you hear a storm, when you hear that a storm's coming up. We never know if it's going to be a blizzard this time, a sandstorm, a tornado, or a hurricane. What else can they throw at us?
Yeah,
since we last talked, we had golf ball size hail fall here. It had to be fairly soft hail though, because it didn't really damage that much. It was amazing. It was slamming into my tin roof, and sounded like it was going to come through it, and went out, and hell, it didn't even puncture some plastic some places.
Yeah, we definitely still are in that weather war type situation where everything's not quite usual. But I didn't get hit by the hail. I hardly even heard it. It came right by us. Some people say that this big rock that we call Enchanted Rock out in the middle of the Texas Hill Country kind of pushes the storms to the, you know, two different directions and when it's coming that way. And that, I don't know. That's how I could figure if your area gets pelted and mine doesn't. Because we were really mild.
Those quartz crystals, you know, that it's all, you know, that it's that granite is full of quartz, you know, all the kinds of little crystals in it, and they do resonate and vibrate with frequencies, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have a guest lined up today, but definitely would like to thank Lauren again for coming on last week, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. I pretty much know you did, or a lot of people did. You know, I didn't expect our conversation to necessarily drift all towards natural stuff and healing and medicine. I was kind of thinking that we were going to be taking down the rabbit trail that is free man on the land, right? You know, this is a concept, folks, if you're kind of new to the Patriot, whatever, movement, whatever they call this thing, right? That says that, you know, you've been contractually bound to whoever you are as a person by all these agreements that, you know, your parents put you in, and yet you continued to add to, right? So short synopsis of the discussion is kind of like, well, you are not a free man because you have a birth certificate. Okay, and that has all these signatures and guarantees and whatnot. And then you continue on. Your parents say that they have custody of you, and they give you as property to the schools. And part of your life is going to be now rescinding all these, you know, things, right? So I'm going to be a free man. I'm going to be a sovereign citizen. You know, it's a complex. Oh, yeah, by the way. Sovereign citizen. That reminds me of the chat room. This is where you can go over there and you can tell me that I'm wrong or tell me that I'm right or just tell me or talk to other people that know a lot more about this. Just go over there to republicoftexas.chatango.com. It's kind of spelled chat and go, but whatever. republicoftexas.chatango.com. And you can, you know, I have some links I'm going to be throwing in as we get deeper into this. But it's kind of a long segue into it because some people believe they're free and a lot of people believe that they're not. And some people believe that they can get free And I'm going to argue with them and say, yeah, you kind of can. You know, we've heard people rescind their everythings and they're able to actually drive, Alan. You know what I'm saying? They can actually get a little bit of freedom where they're at.
Yeah, well, you know, that someone who's much more able to talk about that, you know, Clint Richardson, you know, has been on that for a long time. You know, he was on with someone yesterday, and he's gone through that, I mean, down to its barest, you know, get down to the skeleton,
right.
All the way to the bone.
Is he free? Is he now free? Is he a free man?
You know, it's situational, you know, it's kind of like, you know, everyone says, oh, you're county sheriff, you know. Well, we pretty much know here and where we live that, you know, our sheriff ain't going to do a damn thing for us. You know, that's pretty much a given. I was there when he was asked straight out what he's going to do.
Yeah, wow.
If they come for our guns, you know. And it's, so everyone has their different things, their different devils they deal with.
Yeah, definitely. And it goes deeper, you know, and I'm not talking a little bit about becoming free, right? That was a very interesting thought frame when I first found alternate media, Republic Broadcasting, and, you know, some of the others before they all died and disappeared. And I go, really? Is there really a magic recipe that you can, you know, walk through and become free and then, you know, sign this, sign that, and you're out, right? What does that look like? I have no context to that. But I find this is a very interesting subject line, considering the place that we are today in time and place, right? The corporate United States of America, and we're sitting here going, yeah, and we got the COVID scared versus the I hate your COVID face, right, with the maskers everywhere. Back in the early days, it was 2001, a bunch of libertarians gathered on the internet, and they said, well, kind of like what we hear people saying right now, Alan. They said, well, what we need to do is get a whole bunch of people together, right? And then the idea was 20,000 libertarians can be put in the same place. Holy crap, I don't know if that can work. But they started that, right? In 2001, 2003, they started moving there. They picked a place called Keene, New Hampshire. Now, it's been going for quite some time now, right? So we've got 20 years, arguably. And we can give them a little smidge, right, since it was just a thought in 2001. But along the way, they kind of, I don't know how I'd say. Along the way, they had to look at themselves. And I remember back in 2008, 2007, listening to the folks over at Keene, New Hampshire. Technically, it wasn't the folks at Keene, New Hampshire. It was LRN.FM. They were lamenting the fact that, hey, man, this just isn't working, right? Or is it, right? Or what, you know, how can we see success? How do we define success? Should we pull the plug? Now, LRN.FM might be a communications arm of the free people in Keene, if I were to call it that, but they don't necessarily see LRN.FM as themselves. They're different. Libertarians don't see anybody as, I don't know, they're crazy at some point, right? They're all, well, who are you to say we? You're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Really don't want to do that. But they asked themselves that question on LRN.FM in 2008, and they pushed through. And, well, they became a well-known, well-syndicated radio network, all based out of a house, right? You know, a single house. You have a living room, and you remodel it into the studio, right? And here you go. You got the studio, and we got a bunch of the guys living in the house, right? And, well, they're not necessarily from the Free State Project, but they may be part of the Free State Project, which was a, as I said earlier, a thought that we should get 2,000 or 20,000 libertarians to move to a state and reclaim that state and see if that works. And they did that, right? I think they hit their number and they're doing their thing. And New Hampshire is now, what, Alan? Is it free? You know, is it, what do you think? You know, when's the last time that you listened to LRN.FM? You know the story I just told you.
Yeah, the whole thing, I guess you could say that they are now bisexual. I don't know. They've got this bent. Well, the main thing that I have to do, thing that I have against the libertarian outlook is that they don't believe in borders, you know? And I sit here and I think it's like, if you become, you know, prosperous, you have a place of freedom, you know, where you can do what you like to do, you know, within bounds, you know, there has to be limits to everything. Otherwise it's just total chaos. But, you know, without any kind of a border, you know, if you become prosperous, how do you keep all the leeches that want to move in and suck on what you've created and drain the life out of it if you don't have some kind of control over who is allowed in? I mean, if that whole concept of no borders, no nothing, saying, you know, yeah, just come on up, you know, we've got everything we need up here. Y'all come up and suck off of us, you know, what we've created. I that whole concept I really don't understand.
There's a bunch of things that I don't really understand as far as the no borders things, and these are libertarian, no, they're not just libertarian thoughts that could be discussed into the waning hours of the night. You know, we can just sit there and, wow, and what should we do, right? You know, I know the ultimate truth of, oh, God. You want to know the ultimate truth, Alan? No, I don't have it. I just said that. That's damn funny, though. One of the truths that is if people were prospering, they won't be as inspired to actually leave to go somewhere else to try to prosper. And the corporate United States, the world governments have never allowed, in my eyes, countries to prosper. You know, you sit there and you have Mexico, right? And it's run by drug lords and drug cartels, and they have a puppet, right? What's the puppet's name right now? AMLO or something like that, AMLO. You know, and he's sitting there going, oh, yeah, Biden's fault. Biden's going, I didn't do it. It was Trump. Trump did everything. And, you know, you go, well, no, it was a concert between you and Trump. And everybody was, and we can look at the border crisis right now, and it most likely is a border crisis, Alan, from everything that I've seen. It's exaggerated on one side. It's wrong. It's ineffective. You know, they basically tore down the wall when they were supposed to be building it. Doublespeak from politicians, right? You know, we're going to build a wall, so we'll tear down the first one, and oh, we didn't get the other one back up. Dang. It's his fault, right? The new guy, he stopped it. Everything would have been fine. But you've got a humanitarian crisis, and, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. Does it really matter, you know, who we are as what human beings, as people? That seems like what's happening down south of me, in Texas, is people are showing up at the border with a whole bunch of kids that aren't theirs, right? And they stuff them in boxes, and they give them little tiny blankets. And then they figure out what the heck they're going to do with it. But, man, I don't think that's any way to actually act as a society. You know, Texans should be ashamed of themselves. All these people that, I'm sorry, I don't want to be pushing shame on you guys. And I know it was the politician critters that created it, the ones that aren't from Texas, right? But there are still ones in Texas that are culpable for this. But, hey, let me rest assured, right, or rest assure you of one comfortable fact. They have been abusing children globally for years, exactly like what they're doing now at the Texas border. They're saying it's not going on. You're not allowed to have camera footage. The camera footage that you get is stupid and goofy. And you got Ted Cruz running around. Have you heard any of that stuff, Alan? It's quite, I don't know what it's quite.
I hear bits and pieces, but no, I don't devolve myself that much in that stuff.
Yeah, I guess I kind of ping pong over there. He's a pretty good grandstander. And his latest one, you know, and I don't know. Canadians are always weird. And Ted Cruz, the Canadian, he has a job here in Texas. And I don't know what it is. Actually, it's supposed to be a senator for the corporate United States of America. And so he went down to the southern border and he explored, right? You know, he went to the deepest, darkest ranges of the and found out that, kids are in cages, they're sleeping right next to each other, and the coronials out there, or the corona lovers, would be appalled to hear that they don't have 6 feet social distancing, 3 feet, 3 inches. They're just squished in together in cages, and it's okay, it's only temporary, and they're only breaking laws by doing that, but then, you know what, the government, they don't really care. They really don't. And I'm sorry to get it all wound up on the border. I really didn't kind of plan to talk about borders, but you dragged me into the, you know, the New Hampshire no borders type philosophy. So what we have is those migrants that have been wary of crossing during the time of Donald Trump because they knew that it was going to be kind of like a little walk up. It's going to walk up, or, you know, these guys will give me a ride to here and we'll get another ride here, and then we'll get on that train. That train brings us all the way through Mexico. Then we get up here. Then all we have to do is cross the Rio Grande and get in. But with the Trump world, you hit a wall that's going to try to stop you. Now it's just open, right? And then the Democrats promise citizenship and, free goodies. Great. So, yeah, whose fault is that? Corporate United States of America comes to mind, but we're not going to do anything, by the way, folks. You know, we're not going to stop the fact that we have kids in cages down at the southern border. We might argue, right, together that we shouldn't do it. And, hey, if you have a correction for me, if you want to argue with me, you want to tell me I'm right, you want to talk to Alan or whatever, 1-800-313-9443. Shouldn't be giving that number out anymore. We really need to try to keep the money down over at Republic Broadcasting, so you can call in. This is if you have free unlimited minutes or whatever. Just want to take the cost of the call onto yourself. It's 512-248-8252. But, man, I'm done with the border. You know, I'm so jaded, Alan, because, you know, it tugs at my heart. I really wouldn't like to be that kid. And who the hell knows if I was one of those kids where I was picked up at? You know, did I come with my Uncle Willie? Or was I sitting there playing on the side of the road when somebody, you know, saw me and just grabbed me and dragged me up, you know, to the corporate United States, and I'm going, what the hell? Where's mom? Where's dad? You know, because I'm...
Steve, you know, one of those things I wonder, Steve, is what's going to happen to us when our country becomes a total hellhole, like the places these people are fleeing to come here. What are we going to go? Is everyone going to open their borders to us when we become just a total hellhole and we're trying to seek refuge somewhere else that's not as bad as we are?
Yeah, I know. There's floods of people that are leaving the countries that they existed in. And they I don't know. Hey, hang on. The music's coming up. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, fun fact, folks. You know, the Ease-Off, whatever they call it, you know, it lifts a pig or a cow or something like that. You know, that could be used by vegetarians as well. You know, I guess it can lift like half a rock or 100 stones or something like that. So, you know, you don't have to buy an Ease-Off if you don't eat meat. You can buy an Ease-Off, lift rocks. That'd be pretty cool. I always love that. Man, we're booked with phone calls, Alan. I don't know. I must have said something. Or you, I'm going to blame you.
Maybe it was New Hampshire. I don't know. You know, about the only thing I seem to think I feel I've got in touch with New Hampshire is, and I don't know why this seems to happen around the time of our show, Steve, but once again, last night I picked porcupine needles out of my dog, so I don't know. Maybe it's serendipity.
Yeah, that's funny. We are going to be talking a lot about the New Hampshire Free State Project and Ian Freeman, right? He's one of the hosts of that radio show called LRN.FM. I'm sorry, Free Talk Live. I love the show. I really do. Sometimes it gets my chain, but it was designed that way. But Ian's not going to be with the show, at least in the foreseeable future. There's some problems that he has to get through, and we'll get to them. But for now, let's get to the phones and start knocking these out. And, well, welcome back this week, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I was trying not to call, but I didn't really want to be on the health thing last week, but I figure lives is more important than, you know, because that people were interested good. And, hey, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Just like we don't get the true information about our health, we haven't gotten it about our freedom and who and what we are. And I do. I love Clint Richardson. And he was the one that got me started on the word smithing. But here's the thing. When you get right down to it, did another man make you? The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. If I'm a mama, I have the right to control my child to the age of 20. That's what the Bible says. If I'm a farmer, I can control my crops if it's my land. But see, if your property, this is Clint covered this yesterday, and it's true. If
Lauren,
your property,
let me stop you real
property.
Quick, Lauren. You sure. Use the word you're right. Is it? I don't know. Is right the right word, or is it more you have the responsibility, you know, to raise
truth just is, and that no man made you. If I, you know, plant a garden, I decide who gets the food. If I have a child, I decide how they're educated. It's not a group project. But my point is, like the libertarian thing, I ran for state school board. We didn't run as libertarian, but I was with the libertarians. That's what that's who motivated me to run. But they're guys.
Okay.
I mean, there's just so much hate and antipathy for the creator. And the thing is, you can't make this work without him because he's the one that set it up. So what I'm looking at is a bunch of people who want to go to a system outside of what was set up, under what was set up, and try to get your freedom from a false system of men who make their living from you. They need your energy to skim. That's how they're making their money. They take a cut of the fruit of your labor, and that control is how they're making this work. If we stop doing what they say, guess what? All this nonsense stops, and it doesn't have to be everyone. Because when people see just a few people doing something different, not wearing a mask, not homeschooling their children, not, you know, bowing and scraping and asking permission to live their life, that's what it takes. And this is what I mean. If you break those contracts, and you know what? Maybe you guys can have Kelby Smith on hisadvocates.org and have a thorough conversation. He is about canceling the contracts. And like I said, I never bothered to do that. I have daughters. And I will hurt someone badly if they lay their hands on my virgin daughters. You see, so that's why I'm going to the trouble of the formal contracting for the ones that have birth certificates. I had five children. Two of them were born at home. One of them has a birth certificate with no name on it because I just had started figuring out that there's something wrong here. I mean, I was smart enough to have a gun in my hospital room. You know, I knew they kidnapped kids and you can't leave if you don't take the shots and all that. I was like, I wasn't having any of that. Had a gun in my purse. Not going to discuss it with you. This is my child, and I'm walking out that door. And so what I'm saying is I hadn't quite figured it out, but the point is these co-surety, these contracts, these adhesion contracts, this we assume that you're our property unless you say different. It's the same thing with the COVID. Well, you wear the mask. It's the law. Well, no, it's not. Okay, it's not, but we figured we'd try it on you. That's why they don't harass you in the stores. It's mass medical intervention. It's against the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's against HIPAA. Can't ask people and pry in their business. So my point is they'll do anything they can to keep you on that treadmill, on that rabbit wheel, running, so they can scrape that labor off of you. But if you want to at any point step off, I stepped off. I never filed any paperwork. When CPS came to my house, I told them, get out, don't come back. The truth really is enough. But we don't really, it's like we talked about last week, people don't really want to be free. They don't want the work of it. They don't feel confident that they can actually run their life. But how did we get that way? See, this is the part that's important. We put our children in these schools where they're lied to, and then we wonder why they don't have any courage and any truth. Truth comes.
I'm hearing that music. So. So, bottom of the hour, we're going to have a long segment coming up. I see all y'all in the queue. We're going to hold Lauren over for a second. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So here we fight all through the
night. All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, hang on the line there, Pat, Gene, Jerry. We'll finish up with Lauren here real quick. Lauren, can I give you, let's say, 2 minutes and wrap her up? And we just have too much to talk about. That's just true. So we're going to do it over time. Elevator speech. Remember that?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't hear the click. Okay. I'll get off and let someone else speak. But I really, that is what I wanted to cover last time, but we just had other stuff that was more important, you know, as far as life is more important. So, but here's the thing. I want people to have confidence and understand that it's whatever decision you make. There is no one holding you in the state that you're in. It's up to you. The slave master is never going to come to the slave and say, hey, why don't I let you free? It's just not going to happen. You're going to take it, you're going to stand in it, or you're not going to have it. And waiting for other people, well, you do it first, and let's make sure it works. It's not about whether it works. truth just is. Truth works every time it's tried. So the bottom line is those that want to stand and walk in freedom, run their life, and Clint will describe the freedom, you know, the word definitions, the word salad is how they've tricked us into being so bumbled up we can't move. And what I'm telling you is the one that creates is the one that has the right to control. God gave us each free will. Whether you believe in God or not, that's fine. But you know no man made you. No man has the right to tell you what to do or take the fruit of your labor or, you know, shoot you up with poison or take control of your children. That happens because you allow it. And I just am trying to motivate people to get their head in the game and start to understand that nobody's going to give you your freedom. You're going to stand up and
exercise your authority. There you go, Lauren. You just said it right there, Lauren. It requires you to do something. You know, this requires action. You can't just sit back and lead this comfortable, you know, do-nothing life where everything is just given. You can just go to the store and get what you want and et cetera, et cetera. You know, it requires some effort is the whole thing about it. You know, you can't just go along and get along. It requires an effort to actually get yourself out of this and try to live as free as we can.
There you go. Well, thank you for your time, guys. I love your show. I love the direction you're going. So I'm just going to sit back and listen.
All right. Hey, here's the phone-in number. We've got three people coming up in a little bit, but I'm going to do station keeping. republicoftexas.chattango.com is the chat room, and CFR wants to bump me to tell you that. You can find information there. And the phone number to call in, if you wish, is 512-248-8252. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Thanks for waiting.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Pat.
Well,
how are you?
Well, I didn't want to call, but you did. I want to tell you something. You're going to have to listen carefully and see if this makes any sense, okay? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The election that we had in Georgia over the Senate, it decided the whole, framework. We lost the Senate and we lost the House. So in Washington, we had nothing. Okay. And what happened was, whenever you vote in a primary, people know where you voted. In Texas, it was that way, and I don't know now. But and now it doesn't matter anyway. We got that other thing, Dominion. And the problem is suppose you don't want people to know that you're voting homosexual. So you wait and see how it's going to turn out in the end. And that's what happened in Georgia, okay? One candidate, the Democrat, was a homosexual. And the other was a black man who said, we're getting tired of worshiping white faces or something like that. A definite racist, okay? So what happened was there was, I forgot what percentage. See, I wasn't really ready to call in. But it was it was less than 20% people voted Libertarian. Okay. Libertarians have no party platform. Anybody can join, and the homosexuals have been joining the Libertarian Party pretty fast. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened was when they had the runoff elections, the candidate, homosexual won, and the black man won, the Democrats, and then won by the exact percentage of the Libertarians. So the Libertarian went over to the Democrat side when the runoff happened.
Yeah.
So that's a hiding place.
Like
a hiding.
It's funny. You kind of you frame this up really wonderfully, kind of. I could start it with a joke, right? A homosexual and a racist walk into a bar, and a libertarian joins them, right? Because the black guy doesn't like white guys, so he's a racist, right? So he is against people of different skin colors. And so we actually have these battles in society, but it's actually deemed as normal. And I think your point was just that the libertarians split the cookie, and we could have got the black races elected instead of the homosexual.
We should go with somebody with the party platform so we can hold them to it one way or the other.
Yeah. But Pat, we really, they had control. They just don't want to do anything. You know, when Donald Trump got in there, they had the Senate, they had the House, and they could have just did everything that the Democrats are doing to us right now. But they didn't. They didn't have the balls. They all quit. They all walked away. They won.
Well,
and
I know that you can't trust the Republican Party now. They keep wanting me to sign up. But hey, you know, I don't worry about it.
I don't know. We're in a world of hurt because of these clowns.
But the point is that's a way for people to hide how they really voted.
In the Libertarian Party.
Hide behind that third party. There's a guy keeps calling RBN, and he wants to get enough votes for the Constitutional Party.
I've heard that one. That's great.
Well, I tell you all about how that one went down in the beginning, you know. And the point is that that's another way to hide your Democrat vote.
Tough world.
Hey, thanks
for the call. We're backing up again. I'm going to have to move on, Pat, but thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's see. What are we doing here next? Gene in Kentucky.
Hello.
I like Kentucky. Hey, Gene.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, Ross. I'm sorry I sound terrible. Well, anyway, I've got two questions, and I've got a couple little statements. First of all, I heard on one of the programs that the people that are dying have type A blood. Is that true?
Oh God, I don't follow Corona lore.
I know if anything true, really.
I really don't know. I've heard something similar, definitely, but not the person to answer that question.
That, but you know, if they could get something that specific, you know, in today's world with all the computers, you know, they can do an analysis. I would not hesitate to say that yes, they could produce something that would hit an AB blood type, you know, something specific.
Yeah.
But I don't have an electron microscope. I don't have all the gas chromatographs and everything, so I can't say for certain. You know, we can do the best we can to try to figure this out, but it's
okay.
Tough.
Yeah. What else you got?
Okay, now the question is for Steve. Now, I bought a switch from eBay so I can run all my devices, you know, because I won't use wireless. I don't trust any of this stuff. I've never trusted. Well, anyway, so I bought a switch and ended up being property of the U.S. government. And I noticed that it must have been, you know, like a surplus or something.
Sure.
And I didn't realize it when I bought it. I didn't look at that. I didn't turn the picture upside down, you know, on eBay. The notice that I would never bought it. And it says it's a managed switch. So I was wondering why I couldn't get on certain sites. It just wouldn't activate. I thought it was my little router down in the basement, you know, a combination modem router. So I don't know if they were stopping me or if someone's into my computer.
They might not have blanked the switch. Right, because a managed switch is something you can actually actively watch what's going on with the communication.
Yeah, you got to know how to go into all those. You know what I mean? But I don't know how. But anyway, okay. So do you think they could block certain sites? Delay them?
No, its job is not to block sites per se. You know, normally switches don't operate at that level. You know, most likely there's some kind of stupid stuff going on with your switch that they never blanked it, and that your internet connection is screwing up, or one of your devices, your PC or something like that. If you go on, you can go online, put in the name of your switch, right, into a search engine like DuckDuckGo or whatever, and then just get a manual and figure out a way to do a factory reset on it. You know, sometimes there's a few different ways, and get all that gunk out, right? And then try it from there, right? I don't think they do any kind of more super Snoopy stuff. From what I've seen, you know, in the IT industry, the government IT guys are lame asses, if I were to say. I mean, sure, they've got the CSI folks that are doing that, but the majority of the government technical people don't even know what they're doing. They're just one step, two steps.
I'm not sure about this one.
And it also could be broken.
They had a whole lot of other things. They had a whole lot of things for sale that worried me. You understand?
It went on and on.
I mean, accessing the WAN, tracker stuff. I mean, it was like they had, you know, maybe they were, I don't know, but if you could see what all they had for sale, it would worry you too. But anyway, that's another story. Okay, I've got a couple statements. I have been listening to LRN FM off and on since since I got my first internet radio, and that's probably been more than 10 years. So I found it then, you know, and probably one thing I found it through too was that silly Alex Jones that was coming on Coast to Coast, and that led me to other things.
Find
too, but
something
Free
else.
Talk Live, I've been listening to for years, off and on. I don't agree with Ian. I mean, he kept me on hold the last time I talked. I thought, when's he going to shut up, you know what I mean, and let me talk? I just want to ask something, you know what I mean? I mean, I love to listen to him, but he just cuts you off if you're not interested.
Hey, you know, he may never exist
on
the airwaves again.
Yeah.
He might be gone.
But I enjoy listening to him. He's right about a lot of things. Okay, but another statement is I got, and I think all this situation is breaking up my marriage because I think it's true what's going on, and my husband, he's programmed. Certain. Yeah, he lives in another location, and I think he's been playing me all these years since 2002. And we've been separated
This whole situation has broken up a lot of marriages, a lot of families, a lot of friendships. We've all
But I've been married for 50-something years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose. He's all I got, you know?
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's the perception problem. You know, one party perceives one thing and the other party doesn't.
And I don't know if he's playing me or not. You know, if he's really believing all this stuff, but he's just playing me, you know what I mean? I could tell you all kinds of things that's been going on, you know. But anyway, that's another story. And I don't know if I even want to. He said, "Do you want me around?" You know me, and I said, "Yes, I love you, but you know, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's really scary.
Mm.
I'm scared of him too, you know. And but I love him, you know. And so I don't know what to do, you know.
It's scary to come into the realization of what, you know, most people prefer to stay in their comfort shell because it's real uncomfortable when you come to the realization of what really is going on. So it's very tough. I can remember sitting out here by myself when I started learning this.
He has family over to the house. He's got family to back him, you know what I mean? I have no one.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't have children anymore, you know, because of him, because of the things he's betrayed me over, you know. So whatever.
It's very disheartening.
But anyway, I just hope I can find somebody in this town to talk to, you know. But anyway, I love listening to y'all. Y'all keep up the good work, and stay free out there, people. Okay? Thank y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Gene. Thanks for calling. You know, it's a lot of information in there. You know, I want to expand a little bit. There's so much we could go off of that Gene phone call. But one point that I probably want to address here is, again, the LRN.FM stuff that I haven't even gotten to tell you all about. There's a guy there named Ian Freeman. He runs Free Talk Live. You know, it's they got a lot of hosts, right? They talk freely about a lot of subjects. They're very popular, very exciting. They're also, as Gene just mentioned, kind of rude at times. But, hey, you know, that's what today's shock jock mentality is. If you listen to any AM, FM radio stations, and they got, you know, Balloon Boy in the morning, and he's going to sit there and tell you about, well, sex with turtles or whatever. It's disgusting. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard that, those kind of radio forums and how they, oh, anyways, Free Talk Live actually had real subjects and so forth. And I liked Ian, right? And I knew he could be rude. I'd listen to him do that. But that wasn't the point. It's his show, right? And it was a good show. LRN.FM, Ernie Hancock's on that show, right? You know, he left RBN a while back, but he's still over at LRN.FM doing his show. And he's really fun. Really appreciate it. But Ian got into some trouble, and I do have one call on the line, but I'm going to get to this first before we go to that, but we're going to hit break soon. Ian Freeman got in trouble for Bitcoin. You know, he was taking cash and turning it into Bitcoin, or taking Bitcoin and turning it into cash. And the government, it says, we don't want you to do that. And we'll talk about that more probably in the next hour. Here's the break. We're going to play music. We'll come back. We'll take a call. Republic of Texas Radio.
Hope our best intentions. I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh.
Here we fight all through the night.
Yeah. Still morning, folks. Well, I'm sure somewhere it's evening. let me check in with Alan real quick. We went through a whole bunch of different subjects. Did we lose out somewhere? Are we still on track?
No, well, on track, you know, there's a lot
what
to talk about. You know, we can go different ways. We can try to stay on subject. The way my mind works, I was just listening to, you know, the heart drop commercial. It's like, gee, RBN, they've got commercials for heart drops, carcass drops, all kinds of drops.
We got your drops here, folks. You know, what do you want? Yeah. I still think a vegetarian version of the carcass dropper would work really good. Actually, we got Tom in Utah on the other line. Let's see if he wants to buy one. Hey, Tom, you know, you're a vegetarian. Do you want a rock dropper? Would that work? You don't eat many rocks, I'm sure. You're vegetarian. That was just a joke. How you doing, Tom?
Well, that carcass dropper is a real letdown.
Oh, God, I didn't know you were funny, too. Oh.
By the way, Steve, I wanted to thank you for helping my friend Wednesday when I called you, and he was trying to figure out how to cable up his digital TV to his analog receiver. Thank you.
Hey, well, that no problem, man. We're supposed to help people, right? That's what we do. So,
I just wanted to let people know I have another case of a dead couple found in their mobile home. This couple had purchased a piece of land, a retreat in Wyoming, bought a mobile home, put it on there to get away from the insanity of the city. And couple of days went by, and the family didn't hear back from them. And finally, they called the neighbor up there. The neighbor went over, and they were both found dead in their bed in the trailer.
Wow.
They both died of carbon monoxide poisoning. So
carbon
pleading with everybody, go back to gassingamerica.com, gassingamerica.com, and make sure you understand that poisoning risk of the families that live in manufactured mobile homes for the last 43 years. Thank you, federal government. Anyway.
Now, were they in a trailer, or were they in a single-wide, double-wide mobile home, or do you know? Or where, you know, because...
Manufactured or mobile home, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. Why the hell is this so toxic?
You know, you say thank you, government. I say, thank you, corporate policy, because, you know, when this stuff happens, when people die, you know, no one goes to jail. The corporation might get fined if they do get caught doing something wrong, but no one goes to jail. This whole world is just twisted off in the wrong direction.
Well, the fact is, Alan, the corporations are operating under the regulatory power of HUD.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So the corporations are exempt. I mean, I interacted with all of the manufactured mobile home industry leadership when we had a gathering in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they knew that there was a problem there, but they said, we don't have any control. If we go contrary to federal regulations, we lose the contract. We're coming to a break.
Yeah, well, I understand there's a lot of problems with some of the pre-manufactured stuff. Well, hold on. We've got the top of the hour break coming up. Tom in Utah, hang on. We'll go through the other side, and we'll get back to Free Talk Live. And what's to be said? A lot. Republic of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.